Do facts and reality matter? Can we know what is really true? Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Today, we're exploring the difference between what is really true and what is simply imagined. Stay with us.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. The Scriptures contain God's revealed Word. The Scriptures are not only inspired, they are without any proven error or contradiction. Because it's God's Word, it contains the purity, wisdom, and reliability of God Himself. You can trust the Bible to tell you the truth about where you came from, why you exist, and what will happen after this life is over. The Bible has proven itself to be true over and over. Thanks for taking time with us today. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. George Barna recently said in a release from the Cultural Research Center that more than two-thirds of Americans say that they are dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country today. Yet, few of them pause from their busy schedules long enough to consider the problems that they're seeing are the result of increasing numbers of American adults making decisions based on shifting foundational beliefs and values. When people stop listening to God's teaching and buy into worldly beliefs that deny the truth and morals that God has revealed, they start facing tremendous problems, chaos, and confusion. More than anything, we need truth. We're living in a world where power and commerce have made spin and half-truths an everyday occurrence. When it comes to spiritual truth, we can trust God's holy word, the Bible. It has stood the test of time. It has answered the most important questions of life, and it's given us the hope of eternal life. No other book contains such a high moral standard. No other book has such a greater definition of love, nor a more abundant or righteous way of life. There is a big difference between living within God's will and living outside God's will. Now, we offer this study on truth free. If you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, or send an email to searchtv at searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have many free programs and materials on our website, searchtv.org. And you can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from Romans 1:18-25, and examine the difference between the truth of the inspired Word and the falsehoods that people believe.
Thank you.
Our reading today comes from Romans 1, verses 18 to 25, and discuss how easy it is for people to believe something that isn't true. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks. But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Oh, I pray that we won't give in to the creature rather than the Creator. Let's pray together. Father, we are thankful that You have left a reason to believe in Your eternal power evident to us all. Help us, Father, always to turn to You, to believe that what You taught is true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus Christ is the highest and best source of spiritual truth, and nothing else compares. John 1:17 says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." Jesus taught us the marvelous blend of grace and truth. We all stand in need of the grace of God, and without God, no one could be saved. Titus 3:3-7 reminds us, "For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior in His love for mankind appeared, He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, no, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Though we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, God's loving gift of eternal life comes through Jesus Christ. He saved us. We couldn't earn our way to heaven. And that salvation by grace comes through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. That phrase refers to the new birth of water and the Spirit that takes place when we're baptized into Christ. And that's when we're justified by His grace. The grace of Christ works with the preaching and teaching of the truth. Truth without grace is harsh, and grace without truth deceives. It takes both grace and truth to be right with God. The Lord Jesus said in John 8, 31-32, that if you continue in My Word, then you are truly disciples of Mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, being right with the Lord requires that we continue or stay within His Word. We must know what He teaches if we are to be free from sin and from human traditions. When we continue in Christ's words, we follow God. The traditions of men keep us from following the words of our Lord Jesus, and we cease to be true disciples. Now, we may call Him Lord, but if we fail to do the will of the Father, the Lord Jesus will reject us on the last day. Matthew 7, 21-23. The Lord Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Me. You see, Jesus identifies Himself with the truth and declares that no one can come to the Father except through Him. The world would like to suggest that there are many ways to heaven, but Jesus denies that. Does that surprise you? In our postmodern society, people tend to reject those who claim to have an exclusive hold on the truth. But before you dismiss the Lord Jesus, let me remind you that Jesus is unique in many ways. Who else died for your sins? No one. Who else is the Son of God? No one. Who else did God Himself raise from the dead to die no more? No one. Jesus is indeed the way, the truth, and the life. And when He knew that He would leave this world, He promised to send the Holy Spirit to the apostles. John 14 and verse 26 says, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, Jesus speaking, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Jesus also promised in John 16, 12-13, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own initiative. But whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. The Holy Spirit would remind the apostles of all Jesus had said and guide the apostles into all the truth. I tell you, we have in the New Testament all the truth the Father and the Son intended for us to know. We aren't lacking any spiritual truth. All was revealed in the first century to the apostles and prophets. In His prayer, the Lord Jesus asked the Father in John 17, 17, to sanctify them, that is His apostles, His disciples, in the truth. Sanctify them in the truth. And He said, Your word is truth. If we wish to know the truth, words that Jesus revealed contain the truth, and they contain all the spiritual truth that we need. Now, before His crucifixion, the Lord Jesus told Pontius Pilate in John 18, 37, For this I've been born, and for this I've come into the world, to testify to the truth. And everyone who is of the truth hears My voice. Now, Pilate asked the skeptical question, What is truth? Well, he didn't know much about Jesus when he asked that. He would later learn that Jesus rose from the dead, fulfilling His prediction. When we realize Jesus truly predicted and truly fulfilled the resurrection on the third day, we know that He spoke the truth. Now, since the Lord Jesus told the truth about His death, burial, and resurrection, we can easily trust the other things that He said are true. Jesus predicted specific things in Matthew 20, 18-19. He said, Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn Him to death, and will hand Him over to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify Him, and on the third day He will be raised up. Now, His prediction of these things came true. The Jews handed Jesus over to the Gentiles to scourge and crucify, but Jesus was indeed raised up on the third day. Jesus predicted in Matthew 24 the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. He said of the temple buildings in verse 2, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you that not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down." Well, in 70 AD, his prediction came to be true, just as he said it would. There has been no temple in Jerusalem since that time. And we know that his other predictions of coming again and of judging this world is true because he has a record that his predictions came to be true. Paul talked about faith in Christ Jesus to the Stoics and Epicureans and concluded his message in Acts 17:30-31 like this. He said, "Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because He's fixed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom He has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising Him from the dead." We can have confidence in Christ's promises because we know His predictions come to be true. And God furnished proof by raising Jesus from the dead, just as Scripture predicts in Psalm 16, verse 10, and just as Jesus Himself predicted in Matthew 20. In a world that has a Jesus who tells the truth, are many voices that tell falsehoods. They lie and do great harm by spreading half-truths. They mislead gullible people into believing things that are absurd. John 8 tells of some people who thought God was their Father, but who rejected Jesus as God's Son. And Jesus explained to them in John 8:44 that you are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he, that is the devil, speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. For he is a liar and the father of lies. The devil lied to Adam and Eve in the beginning and led them into sin and death. Through all the ages, the devil has been God's enemy and has wanted to lead every human away from God by lying and making false promises. The devil even pretends to be religious so that he can mislead gullible people with falsehoods. 2 Peter 2, verses 1-3 reminds us, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the Master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of the truth will be maligned. And in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep." The devil is at work through false teachers who deny the Master and introduce doctrines that divide. The truth and love of the gospel unite, but false doctrines divide. Romans 1 and verse 25 says, "For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Have you ever wondered why ancient people had idols and why people have idols today? If you make an idol, you are the one who tells the idol what you believe and how you will behave. But if you hold fast to the God of heaven, He will tell you what to believe and how to behave. Much of the idolatry of ancient times allowed people to behave immorally, sexually, in other ways, rather than to follow the morality found in Scripture. The people wanted to please their flesh rather than serve God, and they could do that with idols. It satisfied their desire for sin to serve the creature rather than the Creator. Our culture has spread many lies, and one lie is that if two people love each other, their sexual behavior is not immoral. Love, however, cannot make sexually immoral behavior outside of marriage acceptable in God's eyes. And two people may love each other, but their sinful behavior doesn't show love toward God. The Lord Jesus said in John 14:15 that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. In 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, the Bible says, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And then he says, such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. One cannot justify sin by saying sin is loving, because sin is never loving toward God. God expects people to repent of their sins and to be justified by their obedience to the truth. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6 says that love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. So, like the noble Bereans in Acts 17, 11, receive the Word with great eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the Word of truth. I fear that many religious people will be ashamed of what they have believed because they didn't study the Word of God to find the truth, but just accepted what they heard someone say. Romans 2, 6-11 reveals that God will render to each person according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, they'll have eternal life. But to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation, there will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek, but glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for there is no partiality with God. Let us pray. Father, we are thankful that you reveal your will to us in your Word. Help us to follow your will always, realizing that one day we'll give an account of ourselves to you. Help us to love you and to obey your commandments. In Jesus' name, amen. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? Many people lie to themselves about their salvation and what they believe. It's tragic to believe a lie and have false hope. We must believe and obey the truth if we wish to be saved and live eternally with the Lord. Getting right with God includes correcting misbeliefs. It means forsaking the unbiblical lies on one side and the traditions of men on the other. Religious traditions of human origin will not lead to heaven. The Lord Jesus declared, the commandments of men render our worship in vain, Matthew 15, verses 8-9. And Jesus spoke of the Pharisees whose human traditions caused them to make void the Word of God in order to follow their traditions. Jesus said in verses 13 and 14 of Matthew 15, every plant that my Father, Heavenly Father, has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone, speaking of the Pharisees, they're blind guides, and if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. Human beliefs, human creeds, and human traditions will be uprooted, and only what is taught in Scripture will survive. If you follow a blind guide, you'll both fall into a pit. God wants you to know the truth and to be saved, and so do we. We want everyone to obey the truth, to obey the Lord and to become a Christian, do these things, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and trust in the gospel, repent of your sins and turn to what the Lord Jesus teaches. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow Him. Confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God and your Lord, and then be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts 2, verse 38. Won't you follow the truth today and be baptized? We hope that today's study about the truth has helped you to see its value and to turn away from the lies of men. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call the Search office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. There's a schedule of our programs and a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. And you can watch Search on YouTube. We ask that you subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, that's one word, and then like the programs that you watch. That helps us to spread the program. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, if you get a hold of us, don't worry. We're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God and to be saved. Show God your love by worshiping at church. You need a church family. Now, if you can attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. We'll be back next week, Lord willing. Keep searching God's Word with us and tell a friend about this program. And as always, we say to you, because we care, God bless you and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.